All right, save the turtles. Wow, she's trying to save turtles and God just saved her life. Is that not a coolest story? I mean, God bless the turtles, but let's save the people. Luke chapter 5. If you have your Bibles this morning, open to Luke chapter 5. And I want to preach to you what Jessica just shared through her own story. In how this is what God wants to do with your life. Every single one of you, God wants to ignite a spark in you that you get a new perspective on your life, that you live with purpose. And so who has seen Groundhog Day? You ever seen Groundhog Day? Who hasn't seen Groundhog Day, right? It's the idea that in the movie that every day is the same day as the day before. And so the main character wakes up and he's reliving the same day every single day. He has the same conversations with the same people, the same small talk, and he can't find a way out of this day. And I know that life isn't like that, but sometimes, come on, have you ever felt that life's kind of like that? I mean, you wake up. You eat breakfast, you go to work, you work, you come home, you have dinner, you take care of the kids, spend time with the family, go to bed, and then tomorrow, you do the same thing. Right? Sometimes life can just feel like this giant cycle and routine, and if you're not careful and if you don't guard your heart, life can start to feel pointless. If you get caught up in the routines, and I never really felt like this as much as since having kids, and kids bring this thing to your life called routine because you have to restructure your life around what time they eat and play and nap and change and eat and nap and play and change and eat and nap and play and change. And so you reorient your life around these kids, and anyone remember this? Right? Okay, good. And I'm not complaining, but having kids brings this perspective. You're in this routine, but what we need to see is purpose in the little things. We need to find purpose in the little things. I remember one evening this week, we're at a park with the family after dinner, and I asked Christine, I said, is it bath night tonight? Do we bathe the kids tonight? Or do we? She's like, I think you did that last night. I'm like, I don't know. Every day feels the same. The next night we were out at Walmart after dinner and I said, is tonight bath night or did we bathe them last night? I don't remember. She's like, I think we did it last night. So either our kids are really clean or really dirty. I'm not sure because we never remember whether we bathed them the night before. But here's what I want to encourage us with this morning. Your life has purpose. And your life's purpose is beyond the mundane, and it's beyond the little details, and it's beyond the significant things that you spend most of your time worrying about. Your life's purpose is bigger than you, and it's bigger than the four walls that you live in. See, most of us spend most of our time and most of our energy and most of our money taking care of things that affect us in our four walls. But you've heard Jessica share it this morning. Your life's not about you. It's about reaching others. And I want us to see that here in Luke chapter 5. Let's read the first 11 verses here. Jesus calling his disciples. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of the Lord, or to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats by the lake. But the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and he taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets. And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. And they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. They left everything, including the largest catch of fish they had ever experienced in their career. Do you notice that? I never noticed that before about the story. They left even the fish that were there. They just left and followed Jesus. When Jesus interacts with these disciples for the very first time, there's a dramatic before and after. It changes their life forever. And the change that takes place is they get a new perspective on life. That life is not all about you. Jesus chose his disciples, which was very unusual at the time. The way that a Jewish man, if you wanted to have a rabbi take you under their wing and teach you, you would have to find a rabbi. You would seek them out and ask the rabbi if he would allow you to follow him. But Jesus here takes a different approach. He approaches the disciples. He says, I want you to follow me. Why is that significant? Well, you'll remember later on that Jesus looks at his disciples and he says, you know, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. I chose you. See, it's important to know that God chose you. Because if you begin to think that it's just all about you and your choices in life, no, God has a plan for your life. And it's bigger than you, and it's bigger than your four walls. And everything that you do has significance. Do you know that? Every conversation that you have has significance. Every relationship that you have is significant. There is no such thing as, well, you know, I just spent some time doing this or spent some time doing that, and we talked about this, and it's just no big deal. Everything that you do in your life has significance. And God has a calling and a purpose for you to find yourself in. Last week, I spoke from the story of the man born blind, whose story was, I once was blind, but now I see. Title of my message this morning is, I was lost, but now I'm found. See, when you get caught up in the routine of life, you can start feeling a little lost, a little stuck, a little pointless. I want you to find some purpose here this morning. Anyone getting a little bit excited hearing Jessica's story? Anyone want to start drinking from the water that she's drinking from? You know what that water is? Holy Spirit. What was the green page? Remember the green page? How do you grow? I love this. How do you grow? You pray, you read your Bible, you go to church, and you tell other people about Jesus. So, are we praying? Yeah, we pray. Oh, yeah, absolutely, we pray. Read our Bible? Oh, yeah, we read our Bible. We go to church? Well, who am I talking to this morning? You're here, right? It's that fourth element that we're often missing out on. Because we make the mistake of thinking that life's all about us. Anyone here know named Daryl Strawberry? Yeah, played for the New York Yankees, New York Mets. He was a four-time World Series championship winner. He's in the Hall of Fame with the New York Mets. Successful, well-known, excellent baseball player. Made millions of dollars every year, and yet his life was a mess. He was millions of dollars in debt, because just because you make more doesn't mean you're doing well. He had been through two divorces. He was addicted to drugs and alcohol. His life was such a mess, and he was so miserable that he wanted to die. And although he never wanted to take his life, he did make a decision to call out to God one night. He said, God, why don't you just kill me? And for the first time in his life, he heard the voice of God. You know what God said? He said, well, Daryl, I could do that. And I probably should. After all you've done. Those are encouraging words to hear from God, don't you think? God, why don't you just kill me? Well, okay, now that you recommend it. And then he heard God say this, but Daryl, life's not all about you. You think that's an incredibly insensitive thing to say to someone. Okay? Life's not all about you. He heard those words from God and it changed his life. And he goes around everywhere now telling his story of coming to know the Jesus who saved him. And this is his message everywhere he goes. Life is not all about you. This is what the disciples experienced when Jesus comes into their life. He says, boys, life is not about you. It's not about your career. It's not about fishing. You will no longer just be fishermen. You're going to be fishers of men. You're going to catch men. Let's read this again, verse 8. But when Simon Peter saw all the fish that came into the boat, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that he had taken. Verse 10, and so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. This is your life's purpose. If you're here in the room and you want to know what your purpose is in life, it's Luke chapter 5, verse 10. Catch men. You're supposed to be a fisherman. But thank God you don't have to use a fishing rod. You can tell I don't like fishing. It's not my thing. Preachers aren't normally good at fishers, right? That's what Jesus says, come on, let's go out, Peter. Let down your net for a catch. And Peter's thinking, preacher, we've been fishing all morning. You don't fish in the middle of the morning. You don't fish later in the morning. You don't fish in the afternoon. You fish early in the morning or late at night. But preachers aren't supposed to be fishers. So he thinks Jesus is crazy. Jesus says, well, let's go fishing. And you're going to let down your net for a catch. So Jesus prophesied what was going to happen. And when he said, let down your nets for a catch, every fish in the sea said, sir, yes, sir. You notice that? There's no fish. They'd been fishing all morning. No fish. Where did all these fish come from? Jesus didn't just create the fish spontaneously. We know that this is a miracle. The miracle was that when Jesus says things, they happen. When God's word says something, it's true. So when Jesus says, let down your nets for a catch, every fish in the sea said, sir, yes, sir, and flew towards where Jesus flew. Wow. Flying fish. It's wisdom right there. They swam towards him. Here's what I want us to hear this morning. Your life is not about your 9-to-5 job. This is what Jesus said to the disciples, right? You're not a fisherman. You're a fisher of men. Life is not about your career. Life is not about your schooling. Life's not about your education. Life is not about your family. Ouch. But it's not. It's a part of your life. It's a big part of your life. Don't mishear me. But your life's purpose is not just about your family. Your life is about catching other people. It's not about you. When you have an experience with God, if you've given your life to Jesus, if you've surrendered your life to him, you don't get a ticket to heaven. You know we talk about that? You get a ticket to heaven. You don't get a ticket. You get an airplane. Some of you know where I'm going with it. You get an airplane. You don't go alone. You don't live the rest of your life saying, just thank you, Jesus, for my salvation. No, you're supposed to bring other people with you. Your purpose in life is to tell other people what God has done in your life. This is why you're here. You tell your story. And Jessica's caught this. Evangelism. It's easy. It's easy sharing what God has done in your life. Here's what Jesus knows that we need to hear. Don't be afraid, because we get afraid. And we get anxious and we get nervous and we feel awkward and we feel pressure. Jesus says this, don't be afraid. If you are lost, this is how you get found. You find your purpose in God. Go catch somebody. Can I ask you, when's the last time you caught somebody? When's the last time that you told somebody what God has done in your life? I have your slinky. Did everyone notice this? Because everybody loves a slinky, right? And I just thought, you know, if I got bored, I could play with the slinky. Is this what you're supposed to do with a slinky? Is this what it was built for? What are you supposed to do with a slinky? Where does it go? Down the stairs. So you watch TV. Goes down, what was that, like in the early 2000s, late 90s? Everyone loves a slinky. This is not what a slinky is made for. It's supposed to have forward motion. It's supposed to be going somewhere. And here's the sad reality, and I love you. I love you. I'm not beating you up this morning. I love you. Here's the sad reality. Most of us live our lives like this. And I'm preaching to me, okay? And we trick ourselves into thinking that we're making headway and that we're actually doing what we're built to do, and most of us were not. You still love me? Because we do this. And we say, I read my Bible, I pray, I go to church, I read my Bible, I pray, I go to church. And we're not doing what Jesus has called us to do. Go catch somebody. Go and tell somebody else what God has done in my life. And you already got your answer last Sunday. If you're here last Sunday, you got one thing. You know, I used to be like this, but now I'm like this. Jesus changed my life. Now you take that piece of information and you go tell somebody about it. I found this to be such a simple thing to do. An easy way to have open conversations. If you spend time in coffee shops, and you all know that I spend time in coffee shops because that's where I write a lot of my sermons. And you know what's amazing? I used to just, because the Bible, you know, it's so big, so I used to open my Bible app and just read on my app because I have my laptop and I'm working in, you know, too much stuff. But then I decided, you know what, I'm gonna take the Bible out. And just opening a Bible in public has given me amazing opportunities to talk about Jesus. Because people look and they expect to see, you know, like a philosophy textbook. They think you're in college, or they expect to see, you know, like a romantic novel or whatever. Well, maybe not when they look at me, but... And they see this, just open, here's a thought, just read the Bible in public. I've had great opportunities. I see what someone else is reading, they're working over there, I say, what are you reading? Because you know what's going to happen next? They're going to ask me what I'm reading. Well, I'm reading the book of Luke. Why are you reading the book of Luke? Well, because I'm going to tell a few hundred people what Luke chapter 5 says on Sunday. Do you want to hear it? Can I practice on you? I had this conversation 2 weeks ago. I got to practice my sermon with someone. She says, well, what are you going to preach on? And this was a few weeks back. It was when I was going to be preaching on heaven and hell. Who gets to go to heaven and who gets to go to hell? She says, well, what are you going to be preaching on? I said, well, let me tell you. I'm going to be, all these people in my church have been writing in questions. Great questions. Like, how do we know, you know, where people go when they die? And what happens if a young child dies? And what happens if someone who's mentally challenged dies? And will they go to heaven or will they go to hell? And I got their attention. She said, well, you sound like you got a pretty good answer to those questions. I said, sure, you want to hear about it? I preached the whole sermon to her. Just because I had an open Bible. And I was willing to take my earbuds out and stop listening to worship music that I was enjoying so much and think about someone else. Because life's not about me. Life's not about you. It's about catching other people. And so, I want to encourage you this morning that your life has purpose. Your life has purpose. And if you want to step onto it, step into it, open yourself up. God wants to use you to share your story with others. Let's stand up. Stand to your feet. And Jessica, can I put you on the spot? Can you come here? I almost forgot. When you were sharing, I just had this thought, and it was maybe me, maybe God, I don't know. But can you close in prayer for us and pray for us? Because I just think you've got an awesome heart for sharing your faith. And if you could just pray that we would be able to step into that in a greater level, that'd be awesome. Thanks.
To be filled and to share with other people and show them just how simple the gospel really is. And yeah, God, I just pray you give them the boldness and the courage to just step out. And like once you do it, it's like it's addicting. You just keep doing it, and it's so exciting every single time. And so, God, I just pray for these people here tonight, God, and that you just stir their hearts, God, and just help them to realize how much you love them and how much You want to do things through their lives, no matter where they are, whether they're working, whether they're in missions, whether they're just wherever they are, God, you can use them where they're at. And so, God, I just pray that you, you inspire this congregation today and with everything that me and Pastor Tim have said. And, just pray that you make all of us just a bunch of fishers of men, God, just doing your work and just glorifying your name through it, God. And I just pray for them as they go out into the week and just open opportunities for them and open their eyes to those things, God. And I thank you so much for this day.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Jess. If you'd like to be prayed for, ask the prayer team to come forward. We'd love to spend time praying with you. Thanks for being with us today. God bless you as you go. Have a great day.